Jeremiah chapter 51. This is what the Lord, Jehovah, says. Indeed, I will raise up against Babylon, and against those who live in their midst who rise up against me, a destroying wind. And will send to Babylon fan wavers, who will fan her, and will empty her land, because in the day of trouble they will be against her all around. Against him who bends let the archer bend his bow, and against him who lifts himself up in his coat of mail. Armor. And do not spare her young men. Destroy completely all her host. So those killed will fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and those who are thrust through in her streets. Because Israel has not been forsaken, nor Judah of his God, of the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. Though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and let every man deliver his soul, do not be cut off in her sin. Because this is the time of the Lord's, Jehovah's, vengeance, he will render to her a payment. Babylon has been a golden cup in the Lord's, Jehovah's, hand, that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunk of her wine. Therefore the nations are mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed, howl for her. Take balm for her pain, if perhaps she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed, forsake her, and let us all return into our own country. Because her judgment reaches to heaven, and is lifted up even to the skies. The Lord Jehovah has brought forth our righteousness. Come, and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord Jehovah, our God. Make bright the arrows. Gather the shields. The Lord Jehovah has raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, because his plan is against Babylon, to destroy it. Because it is the vengeance of the Lord Jehovah, the vengeance of his temple. Set up the standard flag, banner, upon the walls of Babylon, make the watch strong, set up the watchmen, prepare the ambushes. Because the Lord Jehovah has both planned and done that which he spoke against those who live in Babylon. O you who live upon many waters, abundant in treasures, your end has come, and the measure of your covetousness. The Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill you with men, as with caterpillars, and they will lift up a shout against you. He has made the earth by his power, he has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heaven by his understanding. When he speaks his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings with rain, and brings forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is ignorant by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image. Because his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, the work of errors. In the time of their visitation they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them. Because he is the one who made all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, is his name. You are my battle axe and weapons of war. Because with you I will break in pieces the nations, and with you I will destroy kingdoms. And with you I will break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with you I will break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With you also I will break in pieces man and woman, and with you I will break in pieces old and young, and with you I will break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also with you break in pieces the shepherd and his flock, and with you I will break in pieces the gardener and his yoke of oxen, and with you I will break in pieces captains and rulers. And I will render to Babylon and to all those who live in Chaldea all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight. Says the Lord Jehovah. Indeed, I am against you, O destroying mountain. Says the Lord Jehovah, who destroys all the earth. And I will stretch out my hand upon you, and roll you down from the rocks, and will make you a burnt mountain. And they will not take from you a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations, but you will be desolate forever. Says the Lord Jehovah. Set up a standard. Flag. In the land, blow the trumpet among the nations, prepare the nations against her, call together against her the kingdoms of Ararat, Mini, and Ashenaz. Appoint a captain against her. Cause the horses to come up as the rough caterpillars. Prepare against her the nations with the kings of the Medes, its captains, and all its rulers, and all the land of his rule. And the land will tremble and sorrow. Because every purpose of the Lord Jehovah will be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without anyone to live in it. The mighty men of Babylon have stopped fighting, they have remained in their strongholds. Their might has failed. They became as women. They have burned her homes. Her bars are broken. One post. Courier, one who brings news. Will run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city is taken at one end. And that the passages are stopped, and the reeds they have burned with fire, and the men of war are afraid. Because this is what the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. The God of Israel says. The daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor, it is time to thresh her, yet a little while, and the time of her harvest will come. Nebuchadrezzar the king of Babylon has devoured me, he has crushed me, he has made me an empty vessel, he has swallowed me up like a dragon, he has filled his belly with my delicacies, he has cast me out. The violence done to me and to my flesh is upon Babylon, those who live in Zion will say, and my blood upon those who live in Chaldea, Jerusalem will say. Indeed. Therefore this is what the Lord, Jehovah, says, indeed. I will plead your cause, and take vengeance for you, and I will dry up her sea, and make her springs dry. And Babylon will become heaps, a home for dragons, an astonishment, and a hissing, without anyone to live in it. They will roar together like lions, they will yell as lions' cubs. In their heat I will make their feasts, and I will make them drunken, that they may rejoice, and sleep a perpetual sleep, and not awake. Says the Lord, Jehovah. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with male goats. How is Sheshach taken? And how is the praise of the whole earth surprised? How has Babylon become an astonishment among the nations? The sea has come up upon Babylon, she is covered with the multitude of its waves. Her cities are a desolation, a dry land, and a wilderness, a land in which no man lives, neither does any son of man pass by it. And I will punish Bel in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he has swallowed up. And the nations will not flow together any more to him, yes, the wall of Babylon will fall. My people, go out of her midst, and every man deliver his soul from the fierce anger of the Lord Jehovah. And lest your heart faint, and you become afraid because of the rumor that will be heard in the land. A rumor will both come one year, and after that in another year will come a rumor. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Therefore, indeed, the days are coming, that I will bring judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land will be confounded, and all her dead will fall in her midst. Then the heaven and the earth, and all that is in it, will sing for Babylon, because the spoilers will come to her from the north. Says the Lord Jehovah. As Babylon has caused the dead of Israel to fall, so at Babylon the dead of all the earth will fall. You who have escaped the sword, go away, do not stand still. Remember the Lord Jehovah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. We are confounded, because we have heard reproach, shame has covered our faces. Because strangers have come into the sanctuaries of the Lord's Jehovah's house temple. Therefore, indeed, the days are coming, says the Lord Jehovah, that I will bring judgment upon her graven images, and through all her land the wounded will groan. Though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me spoilers will come to her. Says the Lord Jehovah. A sound of a cry comes from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. Because the Lord Jehovah has spoiled Babylon, and destroyed out of her the great voice. When her waves roar like great waters, a noise of their voice is spoken. Because the spoiler has come upon her, even upon Babylon, and her mighty men are taken, every one of their bows is broken. Because the Lord Jehovah, God of payments, will surely repay. And I will make her princes drunk, and her wise men, her captains, and her rulers, and her mighty men. And they will sleep a perpetual sleep, and not awake. Says the king, whose name is the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. The broad walls of Babylon will be completely broken, and her high gates will be burned with fire. And the people will labor in vain, and the folk in the fire, and they will be weary. The word which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Sariah the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, when he went with Zedekiah the king of Judah into Babylon in the fourth year of his reign. 3533 AH, 507 BC. And this Sariah was a quiet prince. So Jeremiah wrote in a scroll all the evil that would come upon Babylon, even all these words that are written against Babylon. And Jeremiah said to Sariah, when you come to Babylon, and see, and shall read all these words, then you shall say, O Lord Jehovah, you have spoken against this place, to cut it off, that no one will remain in it, neither man nor beast, but that it will be desolate forever. And it will be, when you have made an end of reading this scroll, that you shall bind a stone to it, and cast it into the midst of Euphrates. And you shall say, so Babylon will sink, and will not rise from the evil that I will bring upon her, and they will be weary. So are the words of Jeremiah.